and hi, welcome to a special review edition of Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks.
Hi, I'm Noah Richman.
And we are here to talk about the newest animated feature, courtesy of Shudder, The Spine of Night. This came out originally in 2021, in the fall of 2021. Recently came out on Blu-ray, DVD, 4K, and a special, very, very special DVD Blu-ray Steelbook edition back in February. And it is a very compelling, very dark, very, shall we say, bloody, extremely bloody film. And for me, it captivated me because it put me in mind of Wizards. Remember that? I think it was Bakshi. Yeah. I was never a huge fan of Bakshi's Lord of the Rings trilogy, but Wizards completely fascinated me. That movie was counterculture fantasy at its very best. And that movie has always stuck with me, even after all these decades. And seeing the trailers for Spine of Night, I said, wow, that has a really, really strong Wizards kind of feel to it. I have to see this. And it goes beyond, for me, it's beyond the fact that the filmmakers use rotoscoping to put their film together. It's just the style and the darkness, and the, even though there's a tiny, tiny thread of hope that good will out, it's a really bleak, dark tale.
So Spine of Night, like you, my interest in it is, this is the first thing that I've seen, I guess, unless you want to count Scanner Darkly. Other than that, this is the first kind of adult fantasy rotoscope animation feature that I think I've seen since the 80s. I mean, the last thing I think that I can think of that really came out like this was probably Fire and Ice.
I think that was 79 or 82.
I think it might have been a bit later. I'm gonna guess 84, but let's take I'll check on that and get back to you. But either way, I 83 for Fire and Ice. Either way, I really, that's something that, on one hand, I don't know that any of those films from that era really ever became, you know, big hits, big blockbusters, but I've always had a soft spot for that style of fantasy, that style of animation, that kind of fantasy storytelling that they were doing back in that era, particularly with something like the, you know, the heavy metal, the movie. Mm-hmm. And so I was definitely very intrigued to see something that was actually going, but, you know, looked to be a sort of a throwback to that. And I was pleasantly surprised. One concern I had about it is, you know, because it's playing on Shudder, because so much of it was going in, I knew that it was supposed to be very gory. I was concerned that it might overlook trying to be a 70s, 80s style fantasy story. And the thing that was that I was definitely pleased about with it is that it does still manage to do that. It does have a lot of that kind of style to it. It really is not just an homage, but almost a continuation of the storytelling from that era. So I definitely appreciated how much it was sort of, it had this style of like sitting down with an old pen and paper tabletop role-playing game, playing Dungeons and Dragons, like second edition in 1983. It does capture some of that kind of feel. And so that was a big win for me in that regard. I also liked how it was willing to take on the style of more of a almost indigenous type storytelling, like almost like a cultural myth in the way that it's told. But it's just good classic fantasy, which is absolutely something that I love. I do have to say, for me, the quality of it reveling in going to excess.
Okay.
That I'm fine with, in terms of, you know, that's also was the style of that, you know, like the Bakshi animation and heavy metal and, you know, those kinds of movies from that era. Reveling in excess, I don't have a problem with. I did think that for all that it had a lot of nudity, I didn't think it had enough sex, and I thought it had too much violence.
Wow, too much violence. Okay.
So that would be my only real complaint, is I thought that by focusing on the violence to the extent that it did, it started to take away from some of the fun and entertaining aspect that can go along with just sort of over the top cartoon violence.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that at times it just got to be more sickening than enjoyable. And at the same time, you know, if you're just going to go all in and like, you know, revel in, you know, this kind of excess, I don't know. I think have some fun with it and have some sexuality in with your fantasy.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I can see what you're talking about with the violence. I didn't think the violence was over the top. What I thought was over the top was the lingering mayhem, the dismemberment, the beheadings, the drawing out of people being flayed and boiled and bled out. I thought some of that was a little much. The actual violence you saw during the battles, I didn't think was so bad.
Yes, everything you just said, I would agree with it all. When I say the violence, I wasn't meaning, yeah, like the fighting scenes were fine. But yes, what you just said, I thought.
It was the gore for the sake of the gore.
Right.
Yeah. I can see where that would be a sticking point for a lot of people. It was, for me, it wasn't so much that I'm like, okay, guys, come on, you've stretched this out a little bit long. I'm glad you're appreciative of what you can do with the animation, but did you really have to do that? Did we really need to see every inch of their entrails? Seriously. But even though in some spaces the story was sort of, I'm going to say, compressed too much, because there mm-hmm. were jumps where you did have a little bit of a problem following what was supposed to be going on, I was still captivated by the plight, the push-pull between the people hoping that what they're doing is going to bring about the downfall of this dark overlord, and the relentless pursuit of hope the just stubbornness of, you know, the only way to make the world better is to fight against this guy until we get it right. The relentless belief that good can defeat evil. You didn't have, even after, what was it, 1,000 years or something, you still had people who were not beaten down by the relentless drumbeat of an evil guy being evil because he can. He's like, yeah, I'm going to take these people and use their life energy to keep me young and evil. And I guess the echo of the never-ending cycle of good fighting evil was something that appealed to me too, because it reminded me of that good fighting evil story in heavy metal with, you know, the Tarna and the orb. And everybody loves that story.
Right. Yeah. I would say for me, I did have some issues with this in terms of the narrative discontinuity that you alluded to. Right before we started recording this review, you and I were just trying to compare notes about what the actual plot is. And I think neither one of us is completely on... completely sure on some major plot points exactly what was going on. So I do think that, you know, you could ding the film a little bit for not being as clear and as smooth in its transitions as it could be, as well as some of the things, some of the stories or characters that are included. It's a little ambiguous what the purpose was.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, as I say, it depending on what you're coming in looking for, and for me, coming in looking for something that was a bit of a throwback to those kind of 80s style adult fantasy animations, I was overall pleased. I felt like it delivered more than it didn't.
Yeah, I was eager to see it after I had seen the first trailer, and I did enjoy seeing it. And last fall, I got to interview the writers, the writer and directors of the movie, Philip Gelott and Morgan King, and they were so enthusiastic, so passionate about this project and how long they stuck with it despite how long it took to get made. And I had hoped that there would have been a commentary track, a creator's commentary track on this Blu-ray when it came out. I had hoped they, if I remember correctly from the interview, there was not a great deal of scene deletions, but even one deleted scene added back in or put extra on the disc would have been a delight, because I think there is a through thread in there for the story that is missing in a couple of places, and I would like to see that complete story. And despite some of the over-the-top goriness, this is still a bigger technical achievement than it is a narrative one, but it is still an achievement of both levels for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. So overall then, how would you rate this film if you're going in, giving it stars?
I think I would have it at a solid 3.5.
Uh-huh. Interesting. That's That's exactly the rating I was going to give it as well. So,
yeah, and it's not, you know how sometimes you can sit down with an action movie or sci-fi movie, sometimes even a horror movie, and you can not pay attention for a couple of minutes and come back and be just fine. I don't think you can do that with this one. And I don't know if that's a detriment or a benefit.
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. It was one I had to go back and rewatch parts of it before before trying to review it.
And that's why I think there's something there's more that was left out, because it's only like 95 minutes long.
Right.
And there are so many other movies out there that, you know, push up closer to 2 hours and don't need to. And I think another 10 minutes on this one would have been necessary.
Yeah. The other thing I would say in terms of 3.5 out of 5 stars, like it delivers, it's fun. I'm glad I watched it. I could see sitting down and watching it yet again. But it's not quite as fun as something like Heavy Metal. Like it has a lot of the elements, but it doesn't quite get there. As I said, in terms of, I think for me, it just felt like it was a little too focused on, you know, the gore and the horror and the violence, and, you know, didn't allow itself to just be completely enjoyable.
and for me, I think that's where that missing narrative thread might have pushed it over that edge, you know, to that solid 4-star.
Yeah. State. Right. Right.
That's,
yeah.
That's how I see it. So.
Yeah, that there was definitely some gap in the storyline that didn't quite take it quite to the next level, but still definitely worthwhile.
I said, I have no problem recommending people check it out.
Yep. No, definitely overall, still a good time. Spine of Night.
Yeah. Spine of Night is available now on DVD, Blu-ray, 4K, and a Blu-ray steelbook. Find it at your favorite retailers. I believe it is still on demand, and I might be still on Shudder for a little while longer. I have to check that because I am not sure. but if you have Shudder, if it's still on there, definitely check it out. Any last words?
I think that's I think that pretty well covers it. But thanks very much for listening to Slice of Sci-Fi.